What's life like in prison?
I don't want to know.
The guy charged in the attempted assassination of President Trump and the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting will soon find out. He was officially charged yesterday, and he was charged with assassination.
Not good.
Attempted assassination. No,
not good.
He gets convicted of that alone. He's spending the rest of his life in prison, plus whatever other charges are coming.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this an hour ago, and it's like, wow, what's life like in prison? And Ronnie called, and he has some stories. So we're going to get a little peek inside of life in prison. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's everything?
Good, thank you. How do you know what life is like in prison?
Well, I've got about 15 years in there myself.
And, okay.
I got one of my best friends who's doing life in Connecticut, and a lot of my friends been in and out for years.
All right, I would say you qualify.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, but okay. What do you want to elaborate on? Where do you want to start? I mean...
all right, let's just say I was going to prison... What advice would you give me?
Some tips, helpful tips.
So we're going to say the white guy from Oxford got locked up and you're down in Bridgeport. I'm going to tell you to keep your mouth shut. Don't make eye contact with anybody and kind of stick with your own until follow the herd. You know what I mean?
Your own initially. Meaning other whites.
Right. Or other counting people right now.
No. Don't make it sound like racist.
No, I mean, I'm not.
A man is a man.
You
kind of have common sense who you're going to associate with.
Yeah.
You can. Now, back when I first, in my first years in the early 90s, you kind of had a gang up. So it was black, Spanish, white, you know, and then other, which is very far and few. And that was your best chance of survival in those days. But as time went on, now in Connecticut, that really doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Connecticut's a very watered down prison system now compared to what it was back in the day. And I know that only because a good friend of mine, called JB, who is doing life in prison. I communicate with him constantly and talk to him.
Now, when you say watered down, what does that mean?
It's gotten better?
It's soft?
Well, it's not as violent as it was. It's not. There's not a lot of violence like there was.
Oh, good.
Stabbing.
Yeah, that was a great time.
That's good.
That was a great time to go.
Well,
if I was going to go, this
would be a time.
I want to go in the 70s.
No, well, listen, I would tell you like this, Chad. Don't run up a bill you can't pay. Don't mess with another man's man.
Okay.
Hold
and don't
it.
Don't get involved in drugs.
I'm trying
know?
To write
and,
this down.
Right.
What do you mean that? Don't run up a bill.
Well, so you just came in. You can't go to commissary yet. You know, you're going to get the friendly guy that's going to say, hey, I'll give you a bag of coffee, some deodorant, some soap. But, you know, now you have a tab that you have to pay.
Yeah.
And the value is, you know, it's 2-1, 3-5.
Oh.
Depending on, yes, it's a very big
deal. It's like a loan shark,
and,
but worse.
I'll stay thinking.
It's a way of life in there, you know, the hustler. They run stores that, you know, you get guys. It's like, you know, having a credit card. You can get credit, but you better pay on time.
Yeah.
And then if you don't pay on time, you know, their repercussions could vary.
Severe penalties, yes.
Repercussions may vary. It sounds like the end of a drug ad.
Yes.
Well, that kind of is, right?
It is.
Oh, you're right there.
What if I, let's just say I get there and based on your advice, I'm like, now I'm just going to wait until I have enough money to buy my own stuff. I buy my own stuff. Am I at risk of having that stolen from me?
It's a high risk.
High risk.
Wow.
High risk because they're human animals. They prey on the weak. Not saying that you're weak, but it's the nature of the beast. So we'll just say, once again, we use the example, the white guy from Oxford, from Cromwell, because they're there, you know, the guy. And so the inner city guys who don't have much will prey on you. So you might have resources to get money on your books, your commissary, and some individuals get nothing. And those who get nothing are predators.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know what I mean? And it could get ugly. You know, I don't want to sit here like it's a movie. It'll be sexual favors.
Yeah.
Not really.
No, I know. I know
like
what you're
that.
Saying. Yeah.
That does happen. But it's far and few compared to, so like, you know, back in the day, 30 years ago, it was different. It was violently different where, you know, a certain Latin gang, for a guy to get into the gang, has to, you know, maybe go stab this guy because he ran up that bill.
Gotcha.
Or see, the sound of a man getting hit in the head with a padlock is something you never forget.
Oh, what? Yeah.
The sound of a man one time getting hot baby oil thrown on him is a sound you don't forget. Oh. You know, and prison is like, it's much like the military. You do things when they tell you to do things. The bell rings, you eat. You're like cattle.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not. And in Connecticut, there's not much of, for those lifers, and there's two kinds of lifers, don't be mistaken. You have the ones that get sentenced to life, and then you have the repeat, I make bad decisions in life, individual.
Yeah, they get out there like, you know what, I like it better in there.
The figure flies back, yeah.
No, that's huge, bro, that's huge. And when you see a lot of these individuals on Instagram and in these videos where the police shootings, don't think those aren't a lot of guys hold suicide by cop because they don't want to go back to prison. Enough's enough.
Yeah.
And that is talked about in there. You have a huge following in the prison system, fellas.
We do?
PLR. We do. Yeah, sure. Oh, yes, you do.
Hi, guys.
We were friends years ago, man. I know you guys like nothing, but we never met.
Oh.
I've been with you for 20 years back then.
Let's meet on the outside, though.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime you're ready, bro. We'll probably get along great.
I prefer purchasing you a beer in a bar.
Yes.
Not in a prison.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, as a matter of fact, AJ, when I used to hang out at Ferdy's,
okay.
I'm pretty sure I watched your Fairlane, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
But,
how do you think AJ would do in prison?
AJ would probably just be one of the fellas, man. He's a goof, man. So probably everybody would like him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah. How do you think I would do?
You'd hang out with the fellas, and you'd be all right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
You know, we'd appreciate your sarcasm. I don't know if everyone else would get it.
No, I'll stay with you
there'd
guys.
There'd be a whole different me there.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be hanging up on people.
Right.
I wouldn't be like, to the end of the point, please?
Pardon me, sir.
You'd be confronted about your rudeness at times.
Gotcha.
You know, they'd call you bougie and your shit don't stink or something.
Right. Someone got a new nickname.
All right. So I love Ronnie, by the way. And
yeah,
I wrote
awesome.
Down a couple things. No eye contact. Keep your mouth shut. Stick with your own. Don't run up a bill you can't pay. Don't mess with another guy's guy.
Right. Where's Levi?
That's pretty much it, man. Cool. You'll pretty much be all right. But listen, man, I'd just like to shout out to JB up there in Cheshire, man. Hold it tight, man. My buddy's been locked up for over 30-something years.
Ooh, what happened?
And, well, he made a bad choice when he was 21. He did a drive-by shooting, and he killed his cellie at Newtown. They put him in Supermax up there for like 10 years. He sliced a warden in Connecticut, a captain. They sent him to here. They sent him to Oregon.
Oh,
they sent
boy.
Him to New Mexico. Nothing but love, brother. I hope you're listening. And listen, the lack of rehabilitation is far and few. Don't be mistaken. It's good for the politicians and people to feel safe. But, dude, you get your GED, you do your NAAA, and, if you're blessed, you get a decent job. Maybe if you're up at Osborne, you get into the factory like I did, and you get to go home with some money. But, yeah, bro, it's nothing you want anything.
What are you doing now?
I work on the highways. I'm a Teamster. I'm a miracle.
Good for you.
Cool, man.
Clean and sober today. Coming up July 3rd, I'll be out for 20 years. I haven't been incarcerated in over 20 years.
Nice.
Awesome. Keep it up.
Good for you, man.
I'm just trying to be a family man, take care of my kid and my wife, and enjoy life, man.
Excellent.
That's a good, good story.
And like tonight, man, Foo Fighters, rock and roll, baby. See you there.
Yeah, you going?
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm going.
Enjoy the
show, man. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When we got ripped off. I brought my daughter down to see him in Queens at Flushing Field over there where the Mets play.
Yeah.
In the rainstorm. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. We only got like four songs deep, and they had to cancel the concert.
I remember that, yeah.
So, other than that, man, life's good today, bro.
Excellent.
Good. Enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thanks for your time.
All right, fellas. Be good. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Thank you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.